Hey everybody, Mike Robbins here. Happy New Year. Hope you're doing well. 2014 is upon us, and this message today is about trusting ourselves, especially in the new year. Now, I don't know about you, but I really enjoy this time of year. I've always found it to be a special, sacred time of year. The end of the previous year, kind of winding things down, and the beginning of the new year, and setting goals and intentions and resolutions and all that stuff. And at the same time, and I've written about this over the years, I often have a bit of sort of mixed feeling as it relates to the new year. Because usually the year that's passed, as was the case this year, is filled with lots of, you know, ups and downs and highs and lows. And at the same time, as I think about the new year, on the one hand, I'm usually really excited to set goals and intentions and what I want to see happen. And it's a nice sort of starting over point, if you will. But at the same time, there I often feel a certain amount of pressure, and there's a lot of shoulds that run around in my mind about what I should work on and what I should change and what I should get better at and improve upon, or a little more of this, a little less of that. And what I've decided moving into 2014 is that I really want to keep things simple. And my primary focus for the new year is trust. Because what I've realized is that one of my biggest challenges is trusting myself and trusting the process. That I have a tendency at times to second guess myself or to overthink things. And the other thing that I have a tendency to do is to try to micromanage things so that they turn out exactly the way that I want to. Maybe you can relate to this in some way. But trust is such an important piece of the process, particularly trusting ourselves. And even now, as we're a little over a week or so into the new year, whatever you've done or haven't done in terms of setting new goals and intentions and making resolutions, and again, a lot of times it's about what we should do, or what other people say, or what some book or blog post has told us to do about setting our goals. And while there's nothing wrong with being inspired by, or being coached by, or led by, or taught to by other people, that's a beautiful thing. I think a lot of times what we fail to do, and what I know I fail to do at times, is really just listen to ourselves. What's true for me? What do I really want? How do I feel? And more importantly, you know, my friend Melanie and I were talking just a couple days ago about this, is focusing on how we want to feel as opposed to so much focus on what we want to accomplish or what we want to do, that really it's the feeling that we're after, right? Any specific goal, and I have some really big ones for this particular year myself, as I'm sure you probably do, but think about if you accomplish that goal, what's the feeling you attach to it or you assume will come with it? Because as we all know, it doesn't always work out that way. We've accomplished really big goals only to be disappointed that, like, oh, I don't really feel like I thought I would feel. And on the flip side, what we forget is that it doesn't take the accomplishment of any really big goal in order to tap into that feeling. And if we can assess ourselves to some degree based on how we feel and how we want to feel, and less so much on the specific measurable outcomes, a lot of times we set ourselves up not only for more success, but for a lot more fulfillment. So I wish you all the best in your process of creating goals and intentions and resolutions for the year. Maybe you've already done that. Maybe you're in the process of doing that like I am. Maybe you've decided, nope, I'm not doing that at all. Whatever the case may be, I hope you're doing well and I hope you're excited about feeling the way you want to feel as we move into 2014. Thanks for watching, and feel free to leave a comment or a question for me. I'm enjoying doing these video blogs and will continue to do so. And you can always stay in touch with me here on my blog or at my website at mike-robbins.com.